Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We have a great show. Magical engineer Frank and I, we're ready to rock it. Yes, we are. We're going to be talking about what? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty and the benefits to doing cleansing. You know, we're going to expose some things about stages and phases, and you'll have a clue on what to do. Also, we're going to be talking about glands and how stress affects your glands and what you can do to take the stress out of your glands. And we'll see how much time we have left. We may be able to talk about an ancient manuscript on natural healing therapies. Ooh, getting down into some antiquity. But we have also a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi. To our righteous men and women in uniform, I lift up a prayer every day. I'm lifting this nation, America, up every day. I hope you are, too. Seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees, because you'll never, ever regret spending time in prayer with the Lord. And I pray all of you seek his face and find salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because mine the time, it grows short. And if you're like most Americans, we got our solid eyeball on what's going on in politics and asking God to guide that and his will be done, but to give us all wisdom and discernment in the process. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. What's this in China? Whoa, they're going back to grid management. Apparently, China is rolling out a nationwide system of social control they call the Grid Management Program. It will rival state presence in residential areas as well. So in the last few years or so, they kind of get lax with that. So now they're getting back to their highly controlled global requirement. They look at it as an investment, you know, controlling everybody. So they're tightening the state control over civil society, and they're cracking down on dissent under their current president. One guy says, you know, he's a teenage boy. He says he lives in a rural area. He's north of Lhasa. He says that he often gets stopped by police when he's visiting in the city. You have to have your papers with you, and they kind of shake you down for that. They check your ID and so forth. He says they tend to insult you, too, but if that's all they do, you're lucky, he says. Okay, tyranny at its worst. Moving along on the crack report. Here's some research. Let's see, where is this? Researchers, UK. It was research that was published in the Journal of Nature Communications. Biologists there at the University of Sweden did a research on bird talk, you know. Researchers discovered that birds not only use a range of calls to communicate, you know, different types of messages, but they can also combine those calls in specific ways in what researchers say are to form phrases to convey more complex information to their other bird friends. They say, for instance, the Japanese birds called Prunus minors, they say they have these specific calls to, come here. They have a specific call for that. They have a specific call for, you know, watch out, there's danger, there's this intruder alert kind of thing. But they can also combine those phrases together to mean different things. So it's just interesting that they're getting down into the non-human species way to verbally communicate. Well, I guess it was the next logical thing, to be honest, after, you know, people went to text messaging and all that's abridgment, you know. Let's just talk like birds, I guess. Last but not least in the quack report, beekeepers in the news. Where is this out of? Is this out of the U.S.? Yes, Minnesota Department of Agriculture. They say two beekeepers were recently compensated by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture after it proved that a class of insecticides destroyed their hives last spring. The chemicals drifted into the hives from a nearby cornfield and damaged their colony and killed some of their bees. So they were compensated under the law that was passed in 2014, which provides reimbursement for beekeepers whose hives have been affected by acute pesticide poisoning. So this is the first action of any state in a finding of fact that neonicotinoids, neoinsecticides are harmful to bees, according to environmental law. So once the state starts compensating people for a loss, I guess the law becomes real. There you go. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about the benefit of cleanses, you know, organ cleanses, herbal cleanses. You know, I've spent most of my professional career as an herbalist educating people on the tremendous benefits of using herbs to cleanse organs, you know, a process that, you know, modern medicine proclaims is useless. But the mere idea of removing toxins to improve health is an individual effort of empowerment. think about this, whereby you remove all the stressors on the body, which can cause weakness, organ failure, and disease. How empowering is that? So we're going to take a look at how this works, how the cleansing process works, and how it can empower you, and you can stay healthier. First, we're going to talk about some of the symptoms of toxicity, because impurities that are in the body can cause a myriad of conditions. And in many instances, the organ in which the toxicity becomes acute, you know, usually is the bowel, okay? So when there is a buildup of toxins in the tissues, the weakness is exacerbated when we find ourselves under stress. Now, some initial symptoms of toxicity requiring some organ cleansing are going to be these: headaches, brain fog, concentration problems, sluggish bowel and digestive problems, age spots and itchy skin, dark urine, nausea, pale colored stool, back pain and sciatica, joint pain and muscle aches, reproductive problems, low energy and fatigue, nasal drip, allergies, bad breath, skin problems we mentioned, mood swings, depression, anxiety, thyroid malfunction, hormonal imbalance, low immunity, and the inability to lose weight. Can you show of hands on that one? You know, that's pretty common. All right, let's talk about how these toxins accumulate. You know, toxic buildup is a real threat to everybody, young and old. So toxins plus stress can cause existing health conditions to become acute. So modern medicine will mask the symptoms with drugs, creating another layer of toxicity and burdening an already burdened system. And failure to function is really a collapse of a system under the strain due to the body's no longer or able to sustain a balance or homeostasis. So science approximates that the human body has more than 250 billion cells with 35,000 chemical exchanges per second. So taking just one prescription drug is going to cause 100 chemical changes in the metabolism. So if you take a second drug, probably to cover the side effects of the first drug, well, this is going to create 100 times 100 chemical changes in the metabolism. And modern medicine has no idea what those changes will be. So these changes will not help the body repair and heal, but will disrupt function and cause further weakness and disease. Now, modern medicine has no idea overall how their drugs really affect the body. And, you know, what they attempt to do is use, you know, chemicals to force the body to function when it's already in duress. You know, that's a bad idea. Well, let's talk about these phases of toxicity that people go through. According to a German physician, his name is Hans Hendrik Rechwig, MD, he named the phases that the body goes through when it's under toxicity. So in the 1970s, Dr. Rechwig embraced the tenets of homeopathy. He kind of broke tradition with scientific medicine. And he said, you know, he said to have really created this new area of medicine called homeotoxicology. Now, some may have considered him an early type of complementary physician, if you will. So the phases that Dr. Rechwig listed are phase one, excretion; phase two, reaction; phase three, deposition; phase four, impregnation; phase five, degeneration; and phase six, neoplasm, or in other words, cell death and cancer. Now, according to Dr. Rechwig, in the first three phases, the cells are still intact. They're still functioning against toxicity. So if the body becomes overwhelmed with toxins and the immune system response weakens, the elimination channels, if they can't dispose of the toxins fast enough, there's going to be a problem. So the toxins will sink deep into the cells and create more weakness, and it progresses to the next set of phases. So in these later phases, more toxins enter the cells and damage the cells. And cell damage equals lack of chemical exchange and function, and the body can quickly lose its ability to regenerate and heal. Now, organ cell damage means organ function is impaired. And in many cases, cancer is given a foothold to develop. So if illness develops during phases 1 through 3, the ability for a fast and full recovery is expected. If illness is allowed to progress in phases 4 through 6, the ability for the body to repair and recover is more challenging and, in some extreme cases, uncertain. So let's look at how your cells resist these toxins. Because understanding how the cell's ability and the immune system's ability to actually quarantine toxicity is really important. For example, if the immunity is weak or if the toxin is strong, the body has the ability to limit the spread and protect the cells by putting the toxins into a type of holding pen or quarantine, if you will, keep it from spreading. So a cyst, a polyp, a fibroid, fatty or benign tumors, or even fat cells are likely places for the body to utilize as a toxin storage when the toxins are not free-flowing out of the elimination channels fast enough. So this is the body's defense to keep organs and as many cells as possible safe. And this is why naturopaths have often said that cutting tumors out often releases more toxic cells into the body and the disease returns within 2 years. Therefore, if the body has difficulty disposing the toxins, it is most often the result of a serious health condition. So cutting out the diseased tumor really isn't resolving why the tumor was created in the first place. So the disease will replicate if toxins are mutating, changing the DNA, causing internal medicine diseases. It's going to penetrate healthy cells, damage them, and cause this malfunction. So this most often overwhelms an immune system, and modern medicine really has no treatment to support the immunity, which is the way your body fixes everything, through the immune system. So the drugs prescribed to reduce symptoms actually drive the disease deeper into tissues, and often the disease will come back with a vengeance. Well, let's look real quick at the liver, because I've often said the liver is an organ that wears many hats. It is responsible for many important functions that the body can't live without. So the liver becomes kind of scarred or fatty, or a whole host of health problems result if that happens. So the blood's going to send impurities to the liver, which is responsible for manufacturing enzymes to neutralize those toxins and then dispose of them out through the urinary tract and bowel. So eating the wrong foods, overdoing the alcohol, and some prescription drugs are a sure way to sabotage the liver function and invite disease. There often are subtle signs of liver damage, which can linger for years before a full-blown disease lands you in the hospital. So here's a few signs. Fatigue and weakness, nausea and loss of appetite, and impaired judgment and confusion. I mean, you know, you could go to the doctor and that could be misdiagnosed as a whole bunch of stuff. Right? Yeah. So we really need to pay attention to even the most subtle signs, which are the beginning indicators of toxic buildup and future disease. So I know many people, including myself, we're not big fans about seeing doctors unless it involves trauma. So this is why it's real important to do routine organ cleansing and a minimum twice a year, and reduce our risk of disease and need to see the doctor, okay? Well, let's look at some obvious benefits, because what are some of the immediate obvious benefits that people can notice when they do their organ cleansing? Well, over the years, I've often hear that people feel lighter, as if a weight has been lifted off of them. Some report that they lose 10 pounds in the process. Now, since the first organ cleanse is the bowel cleanse, and natural healers know that a sick bowel can affect the skin and brain, a lot of people report that after they do their bowel cleanse that they can concentrate better. Others report they have improved skin, their acne cleared up. So this is a really confirming, it's a confirming indicator that the bowel is really the last stop for toxin disposal. So if the bowel's not eliminating properly, the toxins are lodged in the colon tissue and can create these health problems. Now, I want to be clear, you can have bowel toxins even though your bowel is moving each day, because the bowel cleanse really isn't just about improving transit time. It's about removing those serious toxins that affect health, like heavy metals, radioactive particles, and pharmaceutical residues. Now, other noticeable benefits people often experience are improved immunity. In other words, they say, I don't get as many colds or flu bugs as I used to. They also notice reduced allergy symptoms, and they have more energy. Now, I have one gentleman who was at tutoring my children in math when they were in middle school, and he was really intrigued by the whole concept of doing a bowel cleanse. So this guy was not overweight, but he had this protruding stomach, which hung over his waistline and his belt. And most often people refer to that as a beer belly. However, this tutor didn't drink. So he completed his cleanse, and then when my children resumed tutoring after spring break, they were just astonished to see how great he looked. His stomach was completely flat. So during the bowel cleanse, he had lost 15 pounds of belly fat and some parasites. Yep, parasites can cause inflammation and swell the gut. So other benefits people often notice after cleansing is they sleep better, they are less anxious or moody. Now, it's also important that after cleansing that you don't recongest your system with all that unhealthy living, okay? So, you know, everybody has the ability to have an extraordinary life, right? And modern healthcare actually reduces symptoms, but really doesn't do anything to eradicate disease. Therefore, we have to be more vigilant at keeping toxins away from our healthy cells and secure, you know, that steady exit route for toxins out of the body in order to reduce our risk of disease. Now, I've always instructed that the safest and most successful way to remove these toxins is to cleanse the body in reverse. For example, the body will remove toxins and debris through the blood, and the blood transports the toxins to the liver. The liver neutralizes the toxins and sends the residues to the bowel and the urinary tract to exit the body. Therefore, it's really imperative that these areas, which are the last stop of toxin removal, be clean and free-flowing. So this is also going to relieve a lot of cellular stress on the other organs. So after the bowel cleanse is done, you do a urinary tract. You do those cleanses first, and then you can move on to cleansing the other organs, the liver, the gallbladder, and, of course, the blood system is always going to be the last cleanse. So we also have the option to cleanse the kidney, bladder, and the prostate areas along when we do the urinary tract if we want. So for organic herbal cleanses with instructions to properly cleanse the body, you want to call the experts that know what they're doing. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the organic tools you need and the complete instructions and product support that you're going to want if you're new to this kind of thing. And you can give them a call toll-free. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277 for the international number. And, of course, you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Yep, where your healthcare options just became endless because it puts the power back in your hands. You can manage things. You don't have to be surprised by a lot of unexpected problems when you do your due diligence. So request a free catalog, give them a call. They also have some money-saving coupons on their website. But they just have announced this week their allergy special. You know, I know people like the honey bees make, but they don't like the pollen. So if you have problems with allergies, especially, you can save 15% on your orders over $50 now through Friday the 8th. And their coupon is on their homepage, but it's really just AL for Al 16. Al is short for allergies, number 16. Of course, you can apply that coupon to any product you'd like, but it is allergy season, and most people having that seasonal sinusitis and dripping and all kinds of uncomfortable symptoms. And I'm not affected, but I used to be. And you know what I think it is? I really think it is cleansing the system out of toxins and staying away from dairy products. I think dairy products are very mucousy to the system, and they trap a lot of toxins in, and it just hinders the evacuation of these toxins, and it just, you know, weakens you. And then, of course, you've come down with all kinds of, you know, sinus infections and maybe bronchitis and whatever. So check it out. They do have great sinus formula on there under the allergy section. It's called Echinacea Deluxe. If you think you have walking pneumonia or bronchitis, they do have an ammonia kit under their kit section. So you have tools there, and you don't have to resort to taking the antibiotics, which will put more pharmaceutical residues into your tissue, and then you got to do the cleansing. So that's why people, you know, people eat the things they shouldn't. They have to be somewhere. They can't, and they don't have time, so they resort to taking over-the-counter stuff maybe and some other things, and then they have to cleanse again. So, but you can cleanse as often as every 3 months if you like. So it's gentle and effective. So check it out. Start with the bowel cleanse. Go to the cleansing section. All the cleanses are listed in order. So you would start with the bowel cleanse. Now, if you get the catalog, again, all the cleanses are listed in order. Cleanse number one, bowel cleanse. Always start there. But if you have questions, you just pick up the phone and give them a call or send them an email. That's 866-229-3663. It's a 24/7 number, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. And don't forget, you'll save 15% on your orders over $50 this week through Friday. All right. Oh, we got a few minutes before we have to take a little break here, but we're going to be talking about your glands. Glands are real important. You don't know how important they are until they start acting up on you, right? Like, I'm sure most of you out there have had a situation where your neck glands swell, like when you get the mumps or when you get mononucleosis or whenever you feel like you have a virus. First thing you notice is the glands start to swell. Well, glands are real important. Your thyroid is a gland. You know, it's kind of like the thermostat of your system. So you need your glands, and we need to look after them. So we're going to learn how to do that. So according to the American Institute of Stress, our health can suffer in many ways from too much stress. They have a chart that tells us that 44% to 50% of Americans are more stressed than they were just 5 years ago. And stress will just zap your glands in a skinny minute. So the level of stress is another indicator that, you know, things aren't so stable in our perfect little world, right? So when one in five people feel they are burdened with extreme stress, where they experience heart attack symptoms, tremors, depression, headaches, I think we need a reality check here. We need to, you know, pick the hills we want to die on. We need to just not get all stressed out about the small stuff. And there's herbs for that, you know, and you don't have to take tranquilizers or anything that's addictive. So we'll get into that in a little bit too. I mean, people, there's things you can do to sleep better, and you don't have to take that over-the-counter stuff or those sleep aids that are really going to make you sleepwalk, drive a car and you don't remember, you know, like Lunesta, I think that's the one. People just don't remember what they did the next day, committed a crime. I don't know. It's crazy. It's scary stuff. I wouldn't take it. Don't even come near me with that, you know, not even going to do it. No, I'll stick to my herbs. Thanks very much. Oh, got to take a break. We'll be right back with more. I have tried in my way to be free. Like a foundation on a hook. Like a knife from some old-fashioned book. I have taken I hope that you can do the
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Takes you back the old doobies. Well, we're talking about how we can save your glands from a whole lot of stress. And, you know, we're going to alleviate some stress, too. We're going to get to that. Well, you know, it's harder as we get older, I think, sometimes to deal with stress and upsetting situations. So we're going to have to take a herbal chill pill, I think. The older I get like that, you know. I'm just intolerant of some stuff as I get older. Maybe I'm just getting cranky. What do you think? Well, the American Institute for Stress states that a majority of Americans working, the working class, feel that they're working 60% harder at their jobs for less money. It's contributing to, you know, stress. And they've seen a 10% increase in strokes. So physicians also are seeing an increase in the number of patients coming to them for stress-related issues. Currently, 3 out of 4 doctor's office visits fall under the category of stress-related. So it's been scientifically documented that stress is kind of a stumbling block for a majority of us. 60% of all illnesses seem to be, you know, pinged off or started with some stressful situations. So, well, stress will increase our risk of heart disease by 40%, science says. It'll increase our risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 50%. So people under stress are, you know, upset. 40% of them tend to incorporate some very unhealthy habits in order to cope or relieve that stress. They'll drink more, they'll smoke more, maybe they'll eat some junk food, maybe use stimulants or caffeine, energy drinks, maybe even illegal substances. Not advocating that, but, you know, that's what people do. So this kind of leads to other problems. You know, stress created the unsettling feeling, but now all this other stuff is just not helping. It's just going to deprive you of nutrition. It's going to increase your risk of having accidents. It's maybe even going to cause an addiction. And most certainly going to accelerate the aging process. So, but we got herbs for that, so you don't have to go there. We'll get to that in a sec. Stress really, a lot of it starts in your mind. Anyone that has really gone through extreme stress or prolonged stress can confirm that it creates a lot of imbalance in your mind. So the emotional areas of the brain are affected, and we're told that at the top of the stress profile are those life events like, you know, death of a child or a spouse, divorce, unemployment, those kind of things. And also, according to research, stress such, you know, can have such a negative physical effect also on our brain. A lot of times people relive the situation over and over again to, I guess, make sense of it or figure out what they could have done better. And every time you relive it, I think it hurts the brain. So we're told that the emotional areas of our brain can actually shrink under stress, you know, be old shrunken head when we get all stressed out. So this would, you know, kind of explain why soldiers that return from war can suffer from that post-traumatic stress disorder or have psychiatric problems, have difficulty coping. So what are the costs of being all stressed out? Well, we're often reminded how expensive diabetes and obesity is to our health and the economy, but stress by far outstrips those conditions by $100 billion, costing like $300 billion a year. So if Americans are working harder or longer hours for the same or less pay, they unfortunately can't afford to take vacations, you know, to kind of decompress and rejuvenate. You know, that's one way that we, you know, take time off. That's one way to, you know, to rejuvenate ourselves and to reduce the stress. According to the American Institute of Stress, 24% of U.S. employees work an extra 6 hours per week and really don't get paid for that. Well, that's just wrong. It really is. So working for funds that do not keep up with, you know, inflation is bad enough, but then when the employer doesn't pay you properly and compensate you, well, that just creates a lack of trust and more stress. Now, in Europe, like England and Spain, workers are required to take 30 days off per year. You know, to be honest, I don't think I'd know how to react to 30 days off. You know, consecutive days. I have trouble taking more than 4 days off. You know, I'm like kind of I'm a workaholic, 60 hours a week, easy. And, but okay, so 30 days off per year. You know, maybe if it was broken up, you know, not consecutive, I could swing it, but consecutive, I don't think so. You know, if I did, I don't know about you, but if I did take 30 days off in a row, it would take me probably a minimum of 2 to 3 days just to get in the vacation mode, you know, stop thinking about what I got to do when I get back. And then if I took 30 days off, I'd have trouble getting back in the work mode. It'd be like, it'd be like telling a woman that's in labor, don't push, don't push, don't push. And she doesn't push and she holds back. And then you tell her, okay, now you can push and push. Now she's off her rhythm and it's hard to push. That's how it is with me trying to take time off from work. I don't know. There's got to be a better way, right? Well, the average American gets 18 days off per year, which includes 10 work days and 8 national holidays. Now, the people of France, they take 7 weeks off per year. Ooh la la. Right? Over to France. I've heard this over and over again. People usually don't quit their jobs. They quit their boss. Right? Research indicates with extreme job-related stress, employees don't quit their jobs. They quit their boss. People quit when there is extreme coworker tension. The boss makes their job harder or the workload is too ambitious. Right? Nobody's listening to you at work. Can't communicate to the boss. Well, let's just recap a little bit. So stress can have kind of a snowball effect. Job-related stress can lead to loss of income. A loss of income can provoke relationship problems. All this can lead to poor eating habits, malnutrition, inadequate sleep. So we haven't even added in the stress created by watching the news, reading your emails, or dealing with social media yet. Well, let's look at some symptoms real quick. Some people may not know their symptoms are stress-related. Yeah, they're just oblivious to it. They go to their doctor because they, you know, they're fatigued or they have headaches or digestive problems or muscle tension or appetite problems. They grind their teeth. They don't have any, you know, sexual desires or they feel dizzy. So when they get there, they get drugs, which just lessen all those symptoms but don't fix their problem. So when there is extreme stress, symptoms can be lack of energy, nervousness, irritability, anger, depression, crying, and socially or emotionally becoming disconnected, you know, withdrawal. Yeah. Well, let's talk about helping the body deal with this stress, okay? Our glands tend to help our body handle stress, but we don't want to overload the glands. So in particular, your adrenal gland of your body is kind of like your shock absorber for stress, okay? So what does the adrenal gland do? Well, a healthy adrenal gland system will secrete hormones to protect you from becoming obese, to help cure you from diseases, to protect you from premature aging, and to protect you from stress. So how does the adrenal gland system do that? Well, the three hormones the adrenal gland secretes, which helps accomplish this, are the epinephrine, the cortisol, and the dibidepropionadrosterone, if I can get it out, which is really an adrenal steroid that they call DHEA. Well, let's talk about the epinephrine for a minute. So this hormone is known as, you know, your fight or flight hormone. So if you are threatened or anxious, your heart rate will pick up and you get more blood flow rushing to your heart and your muscles. You will have this higher tolerance to pain. Your pupils widen as your brain function speeds up. And during this phase, it's possible that you may see your attacker as if he were coming at you in slow motion. It's kind of weird. It's like that surreal kind of thing happening. So the adrenal gland can become exhausted if there is constant, higher than normal need for epinephrine. So how could that happen? Well, it happens to adrenaline junkies. You know, people always looking for that rush, that thrill. Sometimes bodybuilders get these problems, soldiers, of course. In areas of the body that can become addicted to the adrenaline rush and exhaust those glands. Yeah. So epinephrine could only be used by the body. It should be only used by the body in real emergency. So none of this bungee jumping stuff or jumping out of planes. So the human body does not have an unlimited supply of epinephrine. So you can exhaust your adrenals and then you get sick. Well, let's look at the cortisol. This hormone helps control your appetite, regulates your immune system's inflammatory responses, provides emergency energy to your body, and some individuals are prescribed drugs to replace the cortisol hormone, and then they encounter some really nasty side effects. So pharmaceutical adrenal support is kind of tricky business, and the cortisol level can become high, either too high or too low, which causes a lot of problems. For example, you can get osteoporosis, you can get kidney damage, you can gain weight, you could have edema, high blood pressure, yeast infections, low immunity, allergies, and even cancer from that. So modern medicine has really no preventative therapies and really can't detect the beginning stages of adrenal collapse. It is not until the patient really receives a diagnosis of Cushing's disease or Addison's disease, where you have adrenal cancer, basically, that any medical treatment through drugs and surgery will be recommended. So, gotta protect the glands, folks. Now, the last hormone, called DHEA, helps your body build protein and assists your immune system in fighting disease and to repair damage due to disease. So without your DHEA, your body really can't make male or female reproductive hormones like testosterone and estrogens, and also can't hold off the effects of aging for you. So women are more severely affected with adrenal gland dysfunction and will experience more difficulty transitioning through menopause or premenopause if they have a malfunction in the adrenal area. So let's just tap on real quickly that topic of adrenal cancer, because, you know, we're seeing more of it. If you receive a diagnosis of adrenal crisis, it means that your adrenal gland has cancer. So adrenal crisis to me means, uh-oh, cancer. So the adrenal and the supra-adrenal glands are triangular-shaped endocrine glands that sit on top of your kidneys. Their primary job is to help you deal with stress. So how common is adrenal crisis? Well, it's been a major problem. It's not really been a major problem until recently. Not all the cases of adrenal malfunction are reported or diagnosed correctly. However, the ones that are reported, about 300 to 500 cases a year, are really classified as adrenal crisis. So the average age affected is the middle age category and the elderly. So adrenal problems are usually picked up on your MRI scans when a patient is really preparing for some sort of other procedure. And the MRI is a, you know, just, you know, routine type of study. And they just find it by accident. So children really not immune to adrenal malfunction, and most often they're female children. Research has really not been able to pinpoint the risk factors and claim it can't really be prevented. So still a lot of work for medicine to do there. So what would be the symptoms of your adrenal glands in trouble? Most common symptoms are fatigue and weakness, low immunity, osteoporosis, insomnia, weight gain, skin problems, hair loss, and depression. So as you can see, adrenal disease can mimic other health problems. A lot of patients are misdiagnosed. They're told, well, you have depression, or you just have insomnia, or lupus, or arthritis, or you're just menopausal. Yeah. Goes untreated. Well, let's look at some nutrition to help us deal with stress, to really be our buffer for stress-related problems. The human body is really designed to regenerate and heal itself. So if you get some stumbling blocks there, we need to remove them. And a lot of times nutrition can do that. So healthy glands actually enable you to deal with stress better. So if I had adrenal problems, what I would do is a combination of some herbs. Wouldn't be afraid to use them all, really. Mullein herb, I love mullein to help glands. It is the TLC for glands. It really soothes the glands. Another herb I'll use is lobelia. What lobelia does is helps create an exodus of toxins out of your glands. So I'll use mullein and I'll use lobelia together. I also like to add in some ginseng herbs with my echinaceas to assist the immune system. Ginseng really gives you energy and stamina. I recommend American ginseng if you're coming off a long illness. You definitely have to have that. Now, if you have a low immune system, you know, you can add some immune-boosting herbs like your echinacea and astragalus root. You can pair them up with your American and Siberian ginsengs, of course. Guttacola, hawthorn berry, cayenne pepper, ginger. These are all strengthening herbs for the circulatory system, and it takes and reduces the stress, the cellular load on not only your heart, but on your glands, and your helps balance those hormonal levels in the adrenal area. So if you're looking for some herbal support, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs got this covered. They do have mullein tincture. They have the lobelia in a product called Relaxation Formula. They do have the ginsengs and the immune-boosting formulas. They have the emotional stress formula. They have formulas to strengthen the cardio, the heart formulas, of course. And then for any anxiety or worry that really exacerbates stress, I like to use valerian root. It's excellent for just calming down the nervous system without a sedation effect. So it's not addictive. It's not an opiate. It's not anything that's going to, you know, make you addicted. It's not Valium. People say it's Valium, but it's not. So now if you need help balancing hormonal system, there's the female cycle balancers there. There's the female maturity for that smooth transition through menopause. So you can kind of just forget about that. And then, of course, there's a lot of nutrition we're not getting. We're not getting minerals and vitamins like we should in our food groups. So do check out Celtic Sea Salt. It's a sun-dried salt. It's a healthy, cardio-friendly salt. Doesn't promote the hypertension, but is that mineral base that we all need, because water and salt are counter-regulatory in our system. Our chemistry needs that. And using the processed iodized fortified salt is not going to cut it. Sorry. Also, the body food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have now, this is a powdered plant-based mix, which does cover quite a bit of your minerals, amino acids, plant proteins, and vitamins, minerals, plant proteins, amino acids. It's just really great. You just throw it in a smoothie or any juice will do, and it'll just power you up. Even kids in their 20s, you know, say, wow, I feel amazing. So it just goes to show you that even the youth of America, which, you know, usually felt indestructible. You remember feeling that way? Well, they see just how frail they are. When they get some real nutrition in them, they go, okay, what was I missing? A whole lot, apparently. A whole lot. Okay. Well, we have a few minutes, just a few minutes. But do give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get a free catalog. It will be, you know, an educational product. Just to have that catalog in front of you, kind of flip through. A lot of people tell me that. They'll say, you know, that catalog is very informative. Well, it's a learning curve. You know, for you guys to be empowered to know this stuff, to be able to say, uh-oh, I feel so-and-so. I know what herb I need for that. Yeah, we want you to be that good about knowing. So it's an educational process. So that's why when Apothecary Herbs sends out a product, they send you an info sheet on that particular herb that's in that product so that you can learn about the herbs as you go. So you can be a connoisseur of herbs, if you will, and help other people. So, you know, it's empowerment. Pass it on, right? Oh, if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters. Yeah. Those are incredible. They go out each week and they're free. So you can share them with family and friends and, you know, more empowerment, of course. That's what it's about. You know, that's what it's about. And everybody now I run into says, you know, I could use a little empowerment right about now. people want to feel empowered. You know, when you've got a dictatorial, a tyrannic government on your back, you want to feel empowered, right? So that's a good thing. All right. Ah, I got a few minutes and I mentioned that ancient manuscript, right? University of Manchester in England has a very unique find, a 1,000-year-old book. It appeared to be a Syrian hymnal, they thought, but the team pieced together the ancient book using modern technology, and guess what? They discovered the book's pages have been reused, and that was often the case in ancient times because paper was very expensive, or parchment, whatever they were writing on. So they would write over stuff, you know, they'd reuse the page. So underneath was an older text beneath, I guess this was animal hide pages. Okay. And so the images came alive under their technology, and they were surprised to see that the original author of the book was none other than the Roman physician and philosopher Galen. So underneath the top pages was this ancient medical text with instructions on how to mix herbs for making medicines. How cool is that? I would just like, you know, wow. I love antiquity, so this would just be the icing on the cake for me. So Galen's name, as it was translated from the Greek, means calm. He was a wealthy physician who died around 200 A.D., and he was a forward-thinking physician for his day, and he believed in the relationship of the diet and exercise and hygiene and positive thought to help preserve good health. So he was a physician to the Roman gladiators, where he gained a lot of knowledge in trauma and surgery and other treatments. And while he was a physician for the gladiators, he said he only lost 5 men. You know, so he studied under Hippocrates, or he studied his work, and he excelled in human anatomy. But he was often troubled with the Roman law, which prohibited dissection of human remains, at which point he was actually forced to study animal anatomy. But he learned the art of resuscitation by inflating the lungs of a primate. Wow, you know, your CPR came from that? Get out. Right? And he was very interested in the circulatory system, and he made these notes. He recognized the difference in a venous or dark versus arterial bright blood. So very astute, observant. So he went on to study the nervous system, the respiratory systems. His work did include a lot of trial and error, and some of his theories were incorrect. But he was actually the first physician to note the muscular system had muscles that were antagonist. You know, they had muscle chains, antagonist and anti-antagonist. So they short and long muscle chains influence, strengthen one another, lengthening and bulking. So he understood how bodybuilders, you know, built muscle mass just by that. Originator of the cataract surgery, I hear, too. A lot of surgeries that are still being performed today. And Galen did that. Ancient text. Wow. That's incredible. A surgery that was born in 200 AD, still being used today. Think about that for a minute. Right? Yeah? So us natural paths, are we quacks now? No. We are the foundation of medicine. That's what we are. And I'm out of time, but I'll be back. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.